Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you use promo code DNVR, new customers, you can make any $5 NFL bet this week and get $150 in free bets if your team wins. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter. We are at a very loud bar right now.
And it's our bar.
It's our bar. The DNVR bar is popping. We have the Global Chalice Watch Party kicking off.
It's going down. That's it. Team USA at noon. Be here or be square. Be here at 6 a.m. as well. The bar's open. People were already here. At 9 a.m., people were all down for the Senegal-Netherlands match.
That's so cool. It's so exciting here. And also, we've got Rapids coming into the bar, too. Like, actual Colorado Rapids.
And there's, like, swag all over the place. Like, we got boxes of shirts. I'm like, again, do we get those? I mean, I don't know that that's selfish. It's just, look, you want this the stuff. We want the stuff, too.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
The bartenders are walking around in, like, jerseys that you can't buy.
They're already like, the new Rapids unis with the UC Health on the front. Like, it's amazing. It's exciting right now. And it's kind of an exciting time right now in the Rockies world. We'll talk about what they did on Friday, kind of go in depth.
Yes.
I know you talked about a little bit with Christian. Great episode there. Learning more about what's going to be happening with President Bush and his All-Star game. Is it officially his All-Star game?
I'm going to call it his All-Star game.
I like that. We'll get to that. We'll take a dive around the NL West. What's kind of the off-season plans for the other four teams in division? We kind of did that last week with the Rockies, who are some of the players they could possibly acquire. There's also a couple new free agents from that non-tender trade deadline. And then, of course, we'll just get silly with the rumor mill and all the miscellaneous baseball business going down. But Brent Suter, interesting dude. Have you got a chance to see more of his wacky persona and Jim Carrey impersonations that he does?
You know what? Oh, it's so funny. I haven't seen his Jim Carrey impersonation, but I had already been following him on Twitter since before.
Nice.
This move. So I'm excited. He seems like he'll vibe in Colorado. He cares a lot about the environment, and that's something that we care about here. And he's got a lot of personality.
And he's a smart guy. He went to Harvard.
Harvard!
He's a Harvard
guy.
What,
like it's hard?
Yeah,
that's from Legally Blonde.
That's it.
Do you know that movie?
It's my favorite Luke Wilson movie of all time. Of course I know it.
Oh, that's good.
The Luke Wilson vehicle, Legally Blonde, as we call it. No? All right. Yeah, I think he was a 31st round pick. So again, I mean, just one of those guys that, and when you see him pitch, like his form, his delivery is a little unorthodox. It's just unorthodox.
Does he have little raptor arms?
Well, yeah, I think that's probably where the nickname comes from.
Maybe something else.
He had it down in the minor leagues as well. Like even when he played with Colorado Springs, saw some video of him and he was teammates with Tim Dillard back when they were a AAA affiliate for the Brewers. So there's even pictures of him with a Sky Sox cap on. So, I mean, he goes way back. I did have to look. Rockies did draft one player in their history from Harvard. Shout out to Ben Crockett back in 2002. He did reach AAA Colorado Springs. But there you go. Any big Ben Crockett fans out there?
Who isn't?
Let us know.
Who isn't?
Yeah, no, he's like a legit good pitcher. We talked about this actually in the Die Hards level only video that we're going to be doing every couple weeks. Why did he kind of slink through waivers, or how did the Rockies end up to him? And it's really just a logistical thing that the Rockies were kind of in the right place at the right time. Believe me, a lot of other teams were interested in him. He has a career 3.51 ERA, but I almost think more importantly, two more importantlys, his ERA as a reliever is even better, 2.91 as a reliever, and that's coming more recently since he's transitioned from a starting role to the bullpen. And, you know, he hasn't been good at Coors, 5.17 ERA in four outings. But again, digging deeper into the numbers, they look a lot more positive. First two appearances, both starts, came away with a 7.20 ERA. But since then, 5 2/3 innings pitched in actually, I think, three outings since 2019. Six hits, two walks, seven strikeouts. So at Coors Field, as a reliever, very good. This is a great, great pickup for the Rockies.
Yeah, no, when you put the numbers out like that, when you lay them out, I like what I see. I'm excited to see this. I think personally and professionally, he will vibe in Colorado.
Yeah, like you said, you have to lay it out. Because, again, you look at Rockies pitchers and you go, oh, look at their ERAs. Oh, they're not very good. And you go, wait. What's the average ERA at Coors Field? Are you better than that or worse than that? It's not about the run you just gave up. It's about the next one. So, again, this one bad outing can certainly skew things. And when you've only had five appearances at Coors Field, that's definitely going to happen. Apparently, his walkout music is the Jurassic Park theme. Again, always have to know more background because that's like a deep cut.
Commit to the bit.
We got the Raptor. We got Dinger. I mean, this very much could be a match made in heaven.
I love it for sure. Yeah, I'm excited to see. They got to get some content going. They got to get them in matching Pit Vipers.
Yes, that works.
We need it. We need it.
Suter probably needs a slightly smaller Pit Viper pair of shades. But so he does that really good impersonation of Jim Carrey. He did some play-by-play during the pandemic back when it was just like,
oh my god,
we can't even like talk to anybody or like get him in the building because of all these restrictions. So they're like, well, what if we mic up Brent Suter and he did like play-by-play during a game?
There's video
of him, yeah, doing Jim Carrey. He owns an orange suit similar to the one that Lloyd Christmas, Jim Carrey's character, wore in Dumb and Dumber. I hope to be the first person to go up to him, let him know that scene where, you know, Jim Carrey's in the orange, Jeff Daniels is in like the powder blue, baby blue.
Iconic combo.
That was filmed in Estes Park. That was filmed at the Stanley Hotel.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Wait, I didn't realize that was filmed in Estes Park.
That scene, and maybe there were other scenes, but that scene in particular was where that was filmed. There's even backstory on that.
And you're going to tell him the whole story.
I'm sure it's public. No, I won't go that far. This is just for the people on the pod. Apparently, so Jim Carrey, when they were filming that, he stayed in there, and he thought he was visited by a couple ghosts, because it is, you know, allegedly haunted. And,
I believe it.
And they were like, I'm not staying here. And because they didn't want the hotel to get bad press, I mean, granted, if you're haunted by a ghost, that can actually help you out in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't want to hear, like, Jim Carrey didn't want to stay in the hotel. So they, like, had to, like, sneak him out and slide him into, like, a side, you know, like, a side house that they had.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, again, everyone's eyes were on top of him and this film crew.
So he moved to, like, a little side house?
Yes.
I feel like that would be more haunted and more scary to be more isolated like that.
Look, does astrology and the ghostology world, do they have any overlap? I mean, maybe you need to crack
No overlap. No overlap.
No overlap.
Astrology is very real, and no.
And ghosts are not.
I don't know.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I think I do, actually.
I do not.
But anyway. But anyway.
Is this getting deep? I don't.
We have to keep it to a tight 45 because DNVR has like 10 shows today.
We've got a lot. Actually, we're kind of doing, behind us is another chair and there's another show going on. That would be great. You're like, what's going on back there? We got a lot happening. As you know, Friday, you did a great job covering it as it broke immediately.
It was very fresh news.
Tyler Kinley, man. 3-year extension.
Hail to the chief.
Yeah, $6.25 million mm-hmm. deal there. So he already had club control for the next 2 years. So that was a formality. It's kind of why how last week we didn't really make a big deal of the Denelson Lamet signing, because all he did was put his pen to paper and assign a contract that agreed to the total that he was going to get. Mm-hmm. He was going to be on the Rockies next year because he had 1 year of club control before mm-hmm. he became a free agent. Because that's how service time works. You need 6+ years of service time or else you can't. You could have 5 years mm-hmm. and 125 days. So if you get called up, that was the whole Chris Bryant business.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant, in his rookie year back in 2015, he didn't get called up until the end of April. Had he made the opening day roster or was even called up maybe even a week or two before that, mm-hmm. he would have had a full 6 years of service time and then would have immediately been a free agent. But no. In that final year of 2021, mm-hmm. he had 5.9999 years of service time, which means he didn't have six, which means he had to play for the Cubs one more year. And while his agent filed a grievance, it was a whole thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's messy.
Yeah. So Lamet had 5 years of service time going into this year. He was going to be a Rocky. It's just a matter of, are we going to agree to terms and, mm-hmm. and sign a contract saying, here's what you're going to get? Are we going to go to arbitration and kind of argue over how much you should get? Bottom line, he's a Rocky for next year. Mm-hmm. So we didn't cover that from that perspective. This is obviously interesting because now he knows what kind of money he's going to get. The Rockies know how much money they're going to pay him. But they also get a third year. They basically buy out a year of his free agency mm-hmm. At only $3 million for 2025. And there's also an option there for 2026, a fourth year worth $5 million. So again, that's really nice for a guy that you're looking and saying, he comes back mid-season from his Tommy John surgery, and then you only have him for 1 year, and every other team's going to be knocking on the door trying to acquire him or just wait for him to get to free agency. Well, now it's going to be quite some time until that happens. Great signing.
Locking him down.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that. I love Tyler Kinley. That was a good move. Good move for the president. Mm-hmm. Garrett Hampson, unfortunately, non-tendered. I think that news came out after Friday's pod.
Yeah, that right at the deadline.
Yeah, we sort of... You know, I would have hoped in a way like it was a Sam Hilliard situation where he gets traded because very clearly there's a team that wants you, mm-hmm. you know. And again, there's going to be teams out there that want Garrett Hampson, but they're going to probably want him from less than what his arbitration number is speculated to be at. It might be around $2.1 million. Mm-hmm. Teams may want to go and sign him for $1.5. Again, we've talked about this a lot. Chris Bryant, you go and you've got to pay an overage for a lot of these big free agents. Mm-hmm. And yet you're trying to scrimp and save $500,000 here, $250,000 there on the lower level guys. That's just kind of the name of the game. I think he'll find a nice place, a good home for himself and his situation for 2023.
Let's look back on the time we've had with Garrett Hampson. Because he was, so in 2018 when he was with the Yard Goats, he started with the Yard Goats.
Yeah.
Finished the season on the NLDS roster.
Yeah.
So.
That's a pretty quick
jump.
That was a
really exciting year.
And he was only drafted in 2016, third round pick mm-hmm. at a Long Beach State. Incidentally, do you know what Long Beach State's nickname is? Actually, I'm drawing a blank as what their official nickname is, because they have an official one and then the baseball team has a nickname.
I don't know either of them, but so, I'm going to look it up.
I don't know what the official one is, because the baseball team goes by Dirtbags. So that's not what they're at.
The Long Beach State Dirtbags.
Yeah.
So that's
the baseball team. So Evan Longoria, Troy Tulowitzki, those guys, Dirtbags. Love that. So yeah, he got called up in July of 2018. So it was like almost 2 years. Think about that. Mm-hmm. You get drafted and then you're in the bigs in 2 years. That's a rarity. The mascot is LB.
This is at the actual Long Beach State mascot.
Are they like the surf dogs or something?
LB. He's a little shark.
Okay.
He's a
shark.
There you go. LB, like LB.
The LBC. Snoop Doggy Dogg.
He's a shark. Jizzle. He's a shark.
That's it. So, yeah, as you mentioned, great point. Yeah, he was on that NLDS roster, which is probably surprising for some people. Maybe even more surprising. There's only five guys remaining from that team.
Oh, my gosh.
McMahon, Blackman, Freeland, Marquez, Sensatella.
Wow.
I don't. If you had asked me before, I don't know if I would have necessarily remembered Hampson was on that squad or that necessarily he was one of the last few. But yeah, they are a dwindling bunch. A lot of people out there, obviously, sad and disappointed. Favorite memories. He did have three multi-homer games to look back on during the pandemic. I don't remember this at all. I was probably even there. This happened at Coors Field. I just don't remember it. That whole season, a blur. He had a double and triple against the Diamondbacks in the same inning. First player who's ever done that.
Wow.
That's cool. In September of 2019, really when the hype was kind of reaching his peak in his kind of first full big league season, became only the fourth player in franchise history to have a .300 batting average in a month with five homers, nine stolen bases or more, joining Dante Bichette, June 94, Matt Holliday, August 2008, Larry Walker, September 94, and Garrett Hampson. That's a group.
That is a group. Garrett Hampson is in like really good company there.
That was a good month for him. And maybe what he, I don't know if this would be mostly remembered by, but he brought back and he really made the high Sox look cool.
You love talking about Garrett Hampson's high Sox.
He kind of made him look really cool.
I think the best look was the high Sox with the City Connect uniforms was such a good look for him.
100%.
He
actually looked the best because he wasn't all, you know, tall. That sounds bad. He wasn't like too tall, but like the color composition of everything with the white socks and everything, like it just fit, it looked great.
You loved it so much. I know that was your favorite look.
It looked amazing. So we wish Garrett Hampson nothing but the best of luck out there. He'll definitely find a home out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sam Hilliard, Guillermo Heredia was non-tendered by Atlanta. This frees up some room to get him some even more playing time. So Sam Hilliard, it was a good non-tender deadline day for him. Not a good one for Cody Bellinger. Susie, are you in, out, or unsure about Bellinger and the Rockies together? What do you think?
I think it would be hilarious.
It would be interesting.
I think, like, I would just love to see it just from the perspective of, like, some chaos.
Yes. Yes. It's in no time. The Lightshade sponsorships are going to be rolling in.
Yes.
I mean, he's going to be the spokesman for the Charlotte's Web, you know, the CBD in Cody Bellinger. Going to be perfect. Jim Bowden said that Bellinger was contacted by five teams within an hour of him being non-tendered. Several more teams have called him since.
He's the bell of the ball. Let's go.
The belly of the ball, man. I mean, he's that dude. You know, we were discussing it. It must have been on our diehards level only content about, you know, the outfielders that are out there. There's basically three left-handed hitting outfielders, and although Bellinger has his questions, there's going to be teams out there looking to give him a one-year deal. There's no such thing as a bad one-year deal.
No.
You know, he'll still probably make $15, $16 million for 1 year before going back out on the market again at, like, age 28.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's still going to have his pick. So I think it could be really hard for the Rockies to convince him to come and play here in Denver, but it should not be hard to convince you to come down to the DNVR bar because
we got
the Global Chalice. It's soccer season. As we're recording this live, Team USA is coming out onto the pitch.
Super
excited. They're cheering. You can hear how loud it is right now. It is amazing. It's the vibes. I'm going to come down for some games, even when it's not Team USA.
Yeah.
Do some scouting for some Group A teams because that's where Team USA in Group B is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Members, when you come down now, or rather I should say diehards, when you come down, you get 15% off on your entire tab. You know you're getting some great exclusive content now. 20% off all the gear that we've got in the DNVR locker. 20% off of our tailgates and exclusive merchandise. It's absolutely fantastic what we've got going on right now. You get access to that members-only Discord as well. It's the time, man. It's soccer season. We are absolutely stoked for everyone to come down to the corner of Colfax and York and check out that new menu, Bones Highland Burger, for me. every time.
Have you tried it yet?
No, it may supplant my nacho addiction.
Okay, so I got to try it on Friday.
What?
I know. I don't even think it was on the menu yet, but
sushi grade.
A couple of us got to try it on Friday. And I inhaled the whole thing. It's actually so good. I think it might be my favorite thing on the whole menu now.
Oh.
Like, I'm not lying.
As soon as it touched Bones' lips and this taste test, he's like, that's it.
It's really good. Like, the sauce on it's really good. Like, the fish itself is so good.
And I will say, okay.
So, when I ordered it, Bones immediately scored. So, I think it might be a good luck burger.
Here's the deal. You don't have to finish the show by yourself, but I'm going to leave real quick to get my order in so that it's ready for. So, all right, I'm not going anywhere yet.
I don't think we couldn't yell down there if we tried to. No, it's very
loud.
That
wouldn't work, but what is going to work for you is DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's our go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Why? Well, look, they don't call me just P Lions. They call me SGP Lions because I love my same game parlays.
There we go.
SGP Lions. That's who I am. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out, everyone. You can earn up to 100% bonus boost with those stepped up same game parlays. Just log into the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place the same game parlay, combine multiple bets, like which team is going to win, player props, points totals, more. I got a good pick for you, too, coming up here that you can't miss on. And now you can also jump over to that soccer season business when it's not Thanksgiving or NFL Sunday, so you can bet on those games as well all throughout soccer season. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now.
Yes.
Use promo code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do, only at DraftKings Sportsbook and only with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details right when you go in and log in. They got the USA SGP special. Boom. Say uncle, Uncle Sam. USA, 12 plus total shots. That's definitely going to happen against Wales. 3 plus shots on target, 16 plus total tackles, and 500 plus total packages. Total passes, you're going 500 for soccer. That's, again, that's average. Take the over on that. Plus 370. That is a super nice payout. I appreciate that. Ethan even saying, have y'all seen the parlay guy for France wins the World Cup, wins $500,000?
I have not seen this guy.
I'm only concerned with Team USA and on DraftKings Sportsbook. That's my pick of the week. Going with the Say Uncle Sam USA same game parlay special. That's the one to go with.
I just looked up the story about the dude, this
parlay
dude.
Some wannabe Mattress Mac? Sorry, dude. Sorry. Mattress Le Big Mac. No. It's not going to work. Royale with cheese. That's what this guy is. He's just a Mattress Royale with cheese.
Oh, my God.
Some other non-tender deadline guys that are interesting. I got two on my list that could work for the Rockies. Franchi Cordero's a guy maybe 2 years ago, you know. And yes, so here's my question to you. Is Franchi Cordero his real name, Susie, or is that a nickname?
I want to say it's a real name.
You are good at this. According to Baseball Reference, it just says Franchi Cordero.
That's because I don't even know what that would be a nickname for.
Yeah. Luke Voit, no thanks for the Rockies. But again, he's one of those guys that are out there.
You would say no thanks?
For Rockies. For the Rockies, they got their first baseman. It's going to be one of the reasons why it could be hard to maybe offload CJ Cron this offseason or at the deadline. Jaimer Candelario, third baseman. Nope. Center fielder Adam Engel. He's a right-handed hitter. Good defender. No bat. Nope. Outfielder Aristides Aquino. Great name. I feel like his name has more value than he does as a player. I like Edwin Rios, but he hasn't really developed at the big league level. A lot of pop. Also, right-handed hitter. Brian Anderson, third baseman. Quite good. I like him. Right-handed hitter. Rockies got a third baseman. So the two guys I'm in on as a possibility is left-handed hitter Dom Smith. Mets giving up on him and not getting anything for him. He's a left-handed hitter. He can play first base, left field. That's where it becomes a maybe. He's going to probably find a lot more guaranteed playing time elsewhere with another team. But Dom Smith, legit. He's legit.
And unfortunately, I can barely hear anything you're saying because the bar is screaming Country Roads right now.
Country Roads. That's it, man. John Denver. And I got a yes on Alex Reyes right-handed pitcher, closer, 29 saves, I want to say, with the Cardinals last year being 2021, where he was an all-star. And he's from New Jersey. So we've got plenty to talk about. Plenty to talk about.
This is hysterical right now. Is this like audible on the YouTube channel? Can people hear this?
Yeah, question in, I think so. I'm probably shouting in their ears. And then a question in the chat. Am I in or out on Bellinger? I'm in. For 1 year, I'm in. There's no such thing as a bad 1 year deal. I'm going to be writing about that today, actually, why it might make sense for the Rockies and why probably more than not, it doesn't make sense for Cody Bellinger.
You know, okay.
And how it could make sense. How it could make sense for both parties.
Well, I say do something stupid and sign him to a 12-year deal.
That's stupid.
That's
yeah.
So stupid.
Okay. That works. Speaking of stupid things that were done. how do I?
Wait, why
not
do
a good
I know
segue.
Where you're? I know where you're
this
going.
Is not
with
a good
this
segue.
Too.
Thank you, Mark. They can hear us well. Congratulations to Daniel Bard, who got himself an MVP vote.
He did
on Thursday. It was a ninth place vote, but that's historic because only three pitchers in Rockies history have ever received an MVP vote. Houston Street. Back in 2009, coincidentally also a ninth place vote, and Ubaldo Jimenez in 2010, his great 2010 season. I went back and looked and learned that Ubaldo Jimenez also received only one vote that year, but it was a fourth place vote, and nobody else voted for Ubaldo Jimenez at all. Huh. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and unfortunately, they don't have ballot tracking going back very far, but I don't know. Didn't Julio Urias maybe get a third-place vote in NL MVP voting and no other votes
and
whatsoever?
No other, yeah.
That's strange.
That is strange.
That's strange.
But you know what? That's baseball.
Oh, that is baseball. And that's Denver baseball. So, Rockies actually forego a second year. I really thought this was a foregone conclusion. And again, maybe a little wacky vote kind of helped that. But they got no votes in the MVP voting. Not even top 10. No top 10 votes at all in 2005, 2012, 2021. I may have to go back and dig and find out when they only got like one vote and find out who that person was and find out if maybe... That was in Denver. It was a Denver vote. So this could have been the first time in back-to-back years that there were no votes, but that doesn't happen. Speaking of Houston Street, great baseball name, right?
Great baseball name.
Hall of Fame did announce on Monday 14 new names on the 2023 ballot.
Let's go.
R.A. Dickey, Houston Street. Boom. He's the only Rocky on this list. John Lackey, Francisco Rodriguez, Bronson Arroyo, Matt Cain. Along with outfielders Carlos Beltran, Jacoby Ellsbury, Jason Wirth, and catcher/first baseman Mike Napoli.
All right.
Any of those names jump out of you as being like a first ballot Hall of Fame guy?
You know what? Not necessarily.
That's because there isn't. Yeah. No, you trust your gut. Like
not necessarily.
I mean, Beltran
no.
would be the guy you start to just you talk about and say, educate yourself, folks. Mm-hmm. This guy was very good. But I'm not going to do that because of the sign-stealing scandal.
Yeah.
And so he will very much not be. And I have to say, when I saw these names, I did immediately think, this is playing out really nicely for the Scott Rolands and the Billy Wagners and the Todd Heltons because none of these guys are going to be taking any votes away.
Yeah.
Again, they're more down-ballot guys that maybe are going to get your 9th or 10th pick because you only have 10 guys on your ballot, which is kind of a strange thing, how that ends up working out. But if you're like, I don't have enough room to fit because I got to get in on a Schilling or a Bonds or a Clemens, those guys are off the ballot now. So that really clears a good way for Helton to get even more growth this year and maybe even get that 75%.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe we get two Rockies in this year
along
with Dale Murphy and Todd Helton.
We've moved on to God Bless the USA here at the bar.
God bless. Greenwood. What's his name? Earl Greenwood?
Next
I don't know what his name is.
Kale,
let's find out why the West was won.
Let's find out.
Let's look around the NL West and find out how these partners are looking this offseason.
Partners.
They're cowboys. They're cowboy logos. I
like
that.
I love that. Yes.
This is the Cowboy Connect logos that MLB is going to be rolling
out
in 2058.
What the hell hell out of here.
They're like, leave. All right, what else we got? What
leave
else we
the
got?
Set now.
Well, I was thinking about this in and like, what's kind of strange in the World Cup is a lot of the fans will dress up in a theme like, hey, this is the most French thing that we can do, and so they're walking around with like a baguette, a cigarette in their hand,
yeah.
and a beret, and they like kind of lean into these stereotypes.
Mariners fans did that for Thai France Day.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So very stereotypical.
The fans lean into that. So I think American fans would wear a cowboy hat.
You know what? Actually, that makes...
Lee Greenwood.
I'm into
you.
It. I'm into it.
Cowboy hat, walk around with a hamburger, maybe a cigar.
And credit cards.
Ooh, okay.
Lots of credit cards.
I'm with that.
And probably there's Starbucks.
And a tank top, just a white tank top,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, white tank top.
I don't know. Could be. Yeah. Birkenstocks, maybe. Jordans.
No, not Birkenstocks.
No, Jordans. That's like the outfit. So... That's what's coming for MLB Cowboy Connect. Those logos. Los Angeles friggin' Dodgers. Unfortunately, we have to talk about them because they're going to make some splashes this offseason. They've got a lot of free agents. I'm not even going to list all of them, even though I wrote them all down. I'm only going to name the key ones, and it's still a long list. Trey Turner, Justin Turner, Tyler Anderson, who's now signed with the Angels, Clayton Kershaw, who's re-signed with the Dodgers, Cody Bellinger, relief pitcher Chris Martin, Andrew Heaney, Joey Gallo, Craig Kimbrell, David Price. Yeah, he was on the Dodgers.
Is anyone still on the Dodgers?
Kevin Pillar, Tommy Canley. No, I don't think so. They still have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman.
Does anyone still work there?
It's still
it
really
sounded
good.
Like Twitter up in here.
Yeah, Will Smith. They're still pretty damn good. So that frees up $100 million in payroll. Right
damn.
Now they're sitting at about $168. Luxury tax payroll, $233 million is where that first bar is at. If you go over that, you got to pay a tax on it. There's another bar over that. There's a Stephen A. Cohen kind of payroll threshold.
Yeah.
They'll probably go over that. So they've got a lot of money to spend. Where are their needs? Shortstop and or center field,
mm-hmm.
they'll probably address. For most teams, when they say we can do one or the other, and maybe we can do two, for the Dodgers, it's like foregone conclusion. We're going to do both.
Yeah.
We're going to do both. They got Gavin Lux, who can play short, second, and center. Chris Taylor can play second and a little bit of center. So that allows them some flexibility in the negotiation room. So they can really get both Carlos Correa and Aaron Judge.
They technically
and
could.
That's the world that we live in the NL West.
That would be, I mean, I think that if that were the case, we would have to come into the show the next day dressed like we were going to a funeral. Like, I would do yeah. the hat with, like, the black lace over it. I would mourn. I would mourn any possibility.
And you know, it's only the death of the NOS pennant because the afterlife for the Dodgers is not good. They get knocked out in the postseason.
Yeah.
So we're only mourning the loss of the NOS.
That's
the
true.
Postseason is kind of a whole different thing. Speaking of ghosts in the afterlife.
Speaking of ghosts of the afterlife. Also, another good thing. I mean, technically, next year, with the new schedule structure, we will be seeing the Dodgers a little less than
little
we
less.
Normally do.
That's true.
A little less.
Yeah, one less time here. Rockies go one less time out there as well. Walker Buehler is not going to be back until late 2023, so kind of a similar to the Dustin May situation we had last year, where he's only really only to pitch out of the bullpen. So, you know, their starting rotation, maybe. Maybe you want to add one more guy, Urias, Kershaw, Gonsolin, Dustin May, and Ryan Pepiot. Susie, are you looking forward to a world in which you can say Ryan Pepiot's name a lot? It's a good name to say, Pepiot.
I've been waiting for someone to ask me that.
Yeah. So I think maybe one more starter. They've kind of been linked to Correa. John Heyman said he could easily see DeGrom in LA. That doesn't mean they're really linked. It's just like, the Dodgers are going to go and get one of the best pitchers on the market. I could see that happening. Yeah, so could I, John.
Yeah.
So could I. Yeah, that's a...
Really quality content.
You
there,
can
John.
Use me as your source. Patrick Lyons, Heyman, Dodgers, and DeGrom. Yeah, that's a fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Duh.
You know what's a fit also, Susie? Bright White Smiles and Green Mountain Dental
there
Group.
There we go.
They are a match made in Lakewood. Only 15 minutes outside of downtown Denver. They're going to hook you up, especially when you say DNVR Sports sent you. $300 discount for full orthodontics treatment.
That's
for
huge.
New patients. It really is. I'm set to get mine here soon. You can also get a free set of bleach trays at $350 value with a new patient cleaning, exam, and x-rays. Yeah, now's that time. Twice a year, man. You really got to do it. They'll get you on a schedule, make sure that you're going in there so you don't have to think about it. They're going to check in on you if you need to have something more serious done. But they're going to try to do everything possible to make sure it doesn't go down that way. So you got to be proactive so you're not reactive, because sometimes at that point, you react maybe a little bit too strong.
Yeah.
And you can get ahead of it. So get ahead of that with Green Mountain Dental Group. And get ahead of your gut health with Athletic Greens. It's a partner that we use absolutely every single day. In fact, like, have you seen Caitlin around the office yet?
I haven't today.
Yes.
I have not seen Caitlin today.
She's my Athletic Greens plug. And so I need more Athletic Greens. I am running out. She is my plug.
She's your dealer.
Yes. My plug. Are you familiar with this vernacular? The plug?
Yes.
That's your hookup. She's my plug. And Athletic Greens is going to be your plug for a healthy daily micro habit. Because all you got to do is take one scoop, put it in your water, make it a cold water too.
Yes.
Usually like room temperature water. Water. Whoa, that was a good Philly
water.
One.
No, cold water at the beginning of the day is so good for your metabolism.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, Corey Sullivan talks a lot about this. Chugging an ice cold water first thing in the morning. But yeah, I drink my Athletic Greens ice cold in the morning.
That could be one of the benefits I'm getting as well, because I'm switching over to the cold. Tastes a little bit better too when you put in that scoop of Athletic
Greens.
It's nice,
yeah.
You're getting 75 high quality vitamins, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, minerals, and adaptogens that will get you starting your day off the right way. They want to hook you up with a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Take it with you out on the road. If you're having a slumber party, you're going to stay over somewhere else, throw it in your office. If you forget to do it at home, it's in your desk, and you go, hey, I'm not going to miss a day.
That's a Suze move right there.
That's a life hack, right?
I'm always Suze late for
hacks.
Something.
That's it. You got to have your Suze hacks, and Athletic Greens is going to make it a lot easier for you. Just go to athleticgreens.com/Rockies to take ownership over your health and pick up your ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, athleticgreens.com/Rockies, the full word. All right, well, this would be the point in which we would talk about the Giants. But the Padres are now number 2 in the division. They deserve that respect.
Yes.
Second best team in the NL West. We have to talk about them. I'm not going to say I'm worried, but I do think we're going to have a more quiet, a more subdued offseason from the Friars from Southern California.
Well, you know what? I feel like this past year of their lives has been so shrouded in drama.
Chaos.
A lot of chaos. A lot of distractions.
SoCal chaos.
SoCal chaos. But yeah, definitely. I mean, like, yeah, by default, this will be a quieter offseason
for sure. They got a lot of free agents. Some of them were guys they did just bring in at the most recent trade deadline. You got a pair of first base DH types, Brendan Drury, Josh Bell, Jerickson Profar in left field. I think he's gonna be a surprising guy that gets a decent amount of money this year in free agency. Sean Manaea, left-handed starter. Maybe he goes to the bullpen. I think he's going to try to reclaim some value.
Mm-hmm.
Will Myers, folks. Will Myers could be a Rocky here. Could. Probably not. But he could be.
You've been talking about Will Myers a lot.
But not that it's going to happen, just that, it's intriguing.
It is intriguing. Also on this list, my birthday twin, Mike Clevenger.
Clev.
That's my fellow Sagittarius.
He reeks of Colorado. Smelled him to actually know if he literally reeks of Colorado as well. Just in the figurative sense, he reeks of Colorado.
He gives big Colorado vibes. I would like to see him
He
in
also
Colorado.
Looks exactly like super producer Kale. He actually looks like if Kale and I had a baby and the baby was born long hair.
I think the second one. He looks like if you and Kale had a baby.
Yeah, that's like kind of a perfect match. You also have a Colorado kid in Pierce Johnson. Another one of those guys that could do it. Their needs right now, probably only they need another outfielder. Right now, you got Trent Grisham in center, who they've been platooning a little bit, only against right-handed starters. Juan Soto, again, those are two really good outfielders. But after that, Jose Azokar, I don't know if you necessarily believe in him. Taylor Colway, who's a guy that wasn't even added to the 40-man roster. I've done some digging on him. He is a potential Rule 5 guy. I could see the Rockies maybe taking. They don't have room on the 40-man right now. Actually, that's not true. They got rid of Hampson, so they do have one spot. But they need another outfielder, I think. And here's a curious thing. So they don't have very many outfielders, but they've got a lot of pitching, a lot of pitching depth.
Mm-hmm.
They got 8 guys right now that will more than likely, if they're all healthy, starting in the minors, starting at AAA at El Paso. They're going to be Chihuahuas and not big leaguers. So that's an area of strength for the Padres. Their farm system in general Not a strength. They've traded everything away. They're going all in right now. This is
their
window.
They really did go all in. Yeah. This is the window. They opened the window.
It's it. They got to prop it open. And so, again, some of these arms that they've got in AAA would look pretty good in purple. And the Rockies, they've got themselves some outfielders that I'm not going to say they would look good in brown and yellow, because I don't know if anyone looks good in brown and yellow.
No one does. Literally, you could have a match there, right?
hey, Padres, you got pitching. Hey, Rockies, you got a lot of outfield depth. Can we come together on a trade? No. These teams have not made an actual real trade since December of 2011, and it was Houston Street. This is the Houston Street Show today. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, happy Houston Street Day to those who observe.
It is. Rockies got Nick Schmidt. No, he never played for the Rockies. Or rather, he never played it. Made it to the majors. Yeah. Kind of a salary dump at that time for Colorado. John Vanderwall, Larry Walker's caddy, was dealt to San Diego in 98. They made two trades in that expansion season in 93. Other than that, four trades total between these two organizations. That's going to have to change if the Rockies really want to improve some of their pitching.
Yeah.
Because Padres got some. Could be a match made in heaven.
We got to make sure they exchange numbers.
They do.
So they can talk to each other. Side note, the comments are very concerned, Patrick, that you are about to lose your voice from yelling over the bar.
I'm doing great. And yes,
my throat
hurts.
I think you're doing a really good job. I do want to get you some like warm water after this.
Warm
for
water?
Your voice. Warm
I could
water.
Use some warm water.
Warm woots.
I definitely could use that. All right. That might be a way of saying, tone it down a little bit. We can hear you. That's the job of the microphone.
You know what?
I'm trying
the
to shout.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to yell
I'm
over
shouting
it.
To the monitor. These are my tour bus vibes when I was on a tour bus.
Yeah.
I would literally, almost without a mic, try to speak to the people that were sitting on the back of the bus.
You don't need to do that because you've got the microphone doing it for you.
Now, the Padres have also been linked to...
I can't hear you.
Jose Abreu's been the guy...
Basically, Patrick and I are just not going to hear each other.
Jose Abreu's been the guy that they've been linked to. He's been made a priority, apparently, by the Padres. Kode Senga, a right-handed starter from Japan, he's been in San Diego recently. That could be the match. I don't know how much money they really have. It could be about $30 million. I don't know that they want to go over that $233 million first luxury tax threshold. They're really close to it at that point. But to do that, if they were to sign one of these qualifying offer free agents, which I don't think they're going to do, they'd have to give up a second and fifth round pick.
Oh, wow.
That's a little bit much. So I don't see that big splash.
Much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Payroll will drop next year to about $122 million. So they may have to be frugal this year and then make another big splash again. And they should, because they've got an owner who clearly understands that a window of contention is a very precious thing. And especially when you're in a small market like San Diego, you got to go after that. Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to play a role in this. Outfield has been the spot where he's been seen as the most logical place. Mm-hmm. I've also heard that second base very much could be an option. You kick Jake Cronenworth over in first base. You know, maybe you don't need Jose Abreu, or maybe you still sign Jose Abreu, and now Cronenworth can be that true Ben Zobrist super utility guy that bounces around. Maybe Tatis Jr. is a little bit in the outfield, and he moves around. Mm-hmm. We'll kind of wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what happens.
Giants are a wild card. They're free agents. Carlos Rodon, Evan Longoria, Brandon Belt, bunch of relievers. They need a first baseman, third baseman, one outfielder at least, one starting pitcher at least. And I'd probably say a relief pitcher. Their payroll's at $142. They've got $32 million committed to next year. They've got nobody on the roster next year.
Oh, my gosh.
They almost have to do something.
Yeah, it would be, like, weird if they did. It would be very A's if they didn't.
Yeah. And they know how that's going to go for them right there across the bay. They've had a couple lackluster drafts, so the farm system isn't going to help them out with trades. But they've been linked to Mitch Haniger. Okay, decent fit there. Coming from Seattle, he's a free agent. But the real guy right now, Aaron Judge. He grew up a Giants fan, Susie.
In theory, that's huge.
Yeah. If they can kind of meet whatever the Yankees offers, I could even say if their offer's a little bit below where the Yankees are at, they could still get it done. Judge is a guy who actually preferred Rich Aurelia over Barry Bonds in the early 2000s. So, like, that's his fandom. I think I've seen him on interviews where he's had Buster Posey memorabilia in his home, his home office. So he's a fan. He's a fan.
He is a fan.
That could be a fit. Kenley Jansen, also a guy who's been linked to the Giants, who seem to be interested. Finally, Arizona, they are on the come up. I think they're probably going to do better than the Giants. Even if the Giants have Judge, I got a lot of questions.
You think so?
I got a lot of questions. See, I think the Diamondbacks are definitely on that kind of upswing right now.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
No real big free agents.
That's all I got to say.
No real big free agents that they're losing. Zach Davies, who I like. I think he'd be a good fit in Colorado. Jordan Luplo, Ian Kennedy, a bunch of relief pitchers, including Jeffrey Benjamin Wendelkin. You might better know him as JB Wendelkin.
Yes.
You might better know him as that. maybe they need a shortstop. It's the final year of Nick Ahmed before he goes into free agency. Maybe a DH, but you don't necessarily need to block anybody. They got a lot of talented outfielders, so I don't see them making a move in the outfield. Again, that's why I think they would be make logical trade partners with the Rockies. Maybe they can acquire a left-handed bat and a Jake McCarthy, but the Rockies and the Diamondbacks don't make trades either.
No, they don't. Again, we got to make sure they exchange numbers so they can make these transactions, because there's potential there. There's so much potential there.
Yeah, D-backs have a lot of unproven starters. They're good. Ryan Nelson, Dre Jameson, maybe even a guy named Brandon Fat. Susie, do you want to take a guess how to spell fat in Brandon Fat?
It's not P-H-A-T?
No, but it does start with a P, so that's a win for you.
Okay.
P-F-A-A-D-T.
Oh, I like that.
I like that, too.
I like that.
You got it. I'm giving you that one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Patrick, I think we're getting kicked out of the studio right now.
Yeah, we got our final 30 seconds here, basically. So I'm going to fit an hour's worth of content in those 30 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is now 25, because I spent 5 seconds talking about the 30 seconds. And I can talk very fast if I need to.
You can.
Finally, payroll, not a concern for the Diamondbacks. They're basically under $100 million right now. But they have been linked to Evan Longoria. So I think that's a big fit. Todd does ask a good question. I want to look into this. It isn't very common for teams to trade within the same division, but is it just more unusual just for the Rockies and everybody else in the division? Honestly, my gut says, yeah, that could be something that they're just hesitant to do. But I think that might persist all throughout baseball. You don't really want to make those kind of trades in division. But we're talking about smaller deals here, so sometimes you got to do those kind of things, and what we've got to do is get the heck out of here.
You got to follow us, join us
on Twitter, at @DNVR_Rockies, at Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
And you can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been wonderful, very momentous, but Susie, you know what they say about momentum?
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show, so we'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m.